Welcome to the final episode of my podcast on 3D bioprinting. Here I have with me a special guest, Jose Canales.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Jose is a senior at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute studying civil engineering. He is currently gaining experience in his field by working at a co-op at Turner Construction. So, Jose, I have a few questions for you. Do you think it is possible to print an organ?
Yeah, I think science is advancing towards that route. I think it'll be a complicated process, but essentially it would ultimately be artificially making an organ and printing it in some sense. So yes, I do think it's possible.
Do you see this as being more or less beneficial than traditional organ transplants, like when it gets to the point of being mass produced and these 3D printed organs would actually be fully functional in a person's body? Do you think it would be more or less beneficial?
I think once science advances enough to make them on a mass scale, kind of like you said, then it would mean that it's advanced enough to make it, you know, make them just as good as any other organ. I feel like maybe at the moment we're at now, an artificially made organ might not be as beneficial as a, you know, traditional donated one. But I do think in the future they will be better, because from my knowledge, traditional donating, like organs that are donated, have problems sometimes when it comes to the body rejecting it, or blood types, or just matching them in a sense. Whereas if you make it artificially, you can almost program it to be made to suit the body perfectly, or as perfect as you can get. So I do think it'll be more beneficial once it gets advanced enough, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you see any ethical issues that may arise from this 3D printing organ?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like with any science advancements, there will be ethical issues. Even now with donating organs, you have a black market of, you know, organs being sold, you know? So if people are making organs with machines and everything, it might create an industry in the black market of organs being sold that way. Or it can also be a situation where, you know, artificially created organs are only available to the wealthy, at least at first, which, you know, that's probably the way it's going to go. But that's an ethical issue in itself if you have someone who isn't as wealthy as another person, who is on a waiting list to receive an organ, and they're on the brink of dying, but then you have someone, because of their wealth, be able to just immediately get an organ made for them, then that certainly raises eyebrows and means that you have like an ethical issue in terms of who is receiving these organs and not. And also creating organs artificially, or creating anything organic artificially, can raise questions as to cloning, or how far can you go if you can make enough to honestly just make a human being in itself. And that's like a whole other issue that will definitely raise like ethical concerns.
Definitely. So previously in my podcast, I mentioned that a group of biomedical engineers from Carnegie Mellon University developed the first flexible full-size 3D print of a human heart. The heart is obviously not yet functional and cannot go into a person's body, but it is a starting point that will lead to the organs being able to be placed in, to be replacements for your real organs. So with this being said, by when do you think society or like the medical field will reach the point where we will be able to replace malfunctioning organs with these 3D printed organic ones?
That's a bit of a difficult question, right? I don't really have, like, it's just going to be an educated guess, but it also depends on where you're talking about. If you're talking about first world countries such as the United States, I think it could be a possibility perhaps in the next 50 years. You know, like you said, right now they're already developing that technology, but if you're talking about the scale that you're talking about before, where it's like a basically like accepted form of organ transplant, it could possibly happen maybe in the next 50 years, perhaps even earlier. And then when you talk about maybe supplying it to the world in general, perhaps in 100 years. But I guess that would be my best guess, to be honest.
All right, Jose. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for participating in my podcast. This is the end of the 3D Bioprinting podcast. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.